Almighty God Refuses Access by Mickey McConnell. Denominational organizations are run as businesses. Their ministers, who have been called by Almighty God, are trained in seminaries to be CEOs. They seek to enlarge their membership by competing with other denominations. They want these proselytes to take an oath of loyalty to their divisive doctrines that set them apart from other denominations. Being called by Almighty God to minister is not adequate for these groups. These denominations want their ministers to be indoctrinated by their own teachers, tested, and then licensed only if they are now loyal to this denomination. Question: Is a born-again believer a part of the body of Christ? Of course the answer is yes. Will joining an organization make them more a part of the body of Christ? The answer is a resounding no. They will not be more a part of the body of Christ if they join a denomination or church organization. It is easy to answer these because of the authority of the Holy Bible. Then why, pray tell, do denominations require more of the believer than Almighty God requires? Is this not a form of Phariseeism? The answer is obviously yes, for the Pharisees were guilty of adding rules upon rules. They required more of the Almighty's people than the Almighty required. Question: If a man is called into the ministry by the Creator, will he be more called if he is licensed by a certain denomination? The answer is obviously no, if we receive the authority of the Holy Bible. That man's calling is from Almighty God, and is beneficial for the whole body, and not just the denomination that licenses him when he comes into agreement with their half-truth doctrines that set them apart from other denominations. Of course, churches should be careful not to let just anyone who claims to be a preacher to minister to their flock. Having said this, however, if the Pharisees only allow Pharisees to preach to them, then they doubtless always remain Pharisees. If Sadducees only allow Sadducees to preach to them, then they will doubtless always remain Sadducees, who believe there is no resurrection. If Baptists only allow Baptists to preach to them, then they will never gain proper balance in their half-truth doctrines, and will continue to promote that which tends to make Christians comfortable in their sin. If Nazarenes only allow Nazarenes to preach to them, then they will always forbid to speak in tongues contrary to the Holy Bible. If Church of God denominational churches only allow Church of God preachers to preach to them, then they will always frustrate Christ's church with their half-truth doctrine that declares there will always be an initial evidence of tongues accompanying the infilling of the Holy Spirit. If Methodists only allow Methodists to preach to them, then they will always be limited to their half-truth doctrines, etc., etc., etc. If Catholics only allow Catholics to preach to them, then they will always suffer from the doctrinal errors they embrace. Denominations not only divide Christ's church, but they perpetuate division. Denominations stand firmly in the way of Christ's oneness with their arms crossed and their legs straddling the path to unity.